Well, Michigan health officials are warning that Lyme disease is rapidly rising across the state of Michigan. It's quadrupled in recent years. And it's being driven by an explosion in the tick population, especially black-legged ticks that carry Lyme disease.
Yeah.
Why is this happening? What's causing it? Let's talk about it. Rachel Burkholder is the vector-borne disease epidemiologist at the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and joined us. Rachel, good morning. It's good to have you.
Good morning.
What is causing the quadrupling in recent years of Lyme disease, of tick bites, of the tick population here in the state of Michigan?
You know, there are a lot of variables that play a part in the growth of the tick population. That can include things like they reproduce in very large numbers. They love our hot, humid summers, and Michigan is just covered in perfect ecology for their habitat. So the forested areas that we have. And there are a lot of animals that spread ticks and spread disease.
Not all ticks are the same. I mean, can you explain the difference between, like, the black-legged ticks and the American dog ticks and why that distinction matters?
Yeah, so we do have both of those ticks. The black-legged tick is the one that spreads Lyme disease and a couple of other diseases, anaplasmosis, babesiosis. And it's much, much smaller than the American dog tick. And so it's harder to find once it's attached to your body. The American dog tick does spread some diseases, but we don't typically see those here in Michigan.
Interesting. I had heard once that if you do get a tick bite and you notice it, and you have the tick, mm-hmm. you know, that you pull out of your skin,
yeah.
that you should freeze it, then that way you can turn it over once you alert the state or you alert your medical officials of this bite, that they can actually test it. Is that true?
We don't offer tick testing, and okay. the reason for that is if it's positive for any pathogens, it doesn't mean that the person that was bitten is positive for any pathogens.
Got it.
And if it's negative, it doesn't mean they're negative either, because you could have missed a tick you didn't know about. Hmm. So it just doesn't really tell us anything.
What about using insect repellents? How important are they in preventing tick bites?
That's the best way to prevent tick bites. And if you're using any type of repellent, we recommend that it's EPA approved. You can check EPA's website to find out what is EPA approved. There's also picaridin or lemon eucalyptus oil. And there's a product called permethrin that you can actually treat your clothing with. Mm-hmm. Permethrin is for clothes, not skin, that will actually kill the tick on contact.
Mm. What are some of the effects of Lyme disease? It can show up differently in different people. It can be more severe in others. What are some of the things you look for?
Yeah, definitely. And very first off, it's going to show up as, you know, flu-like symptoms. A lot of tick-borne diseases and even mosquito-borne diseases show up the same in the beginning. Very fever, headache, fatigue. Lyme disease, you've probably heard, has this bullseye-shaped rash that will show up. And what's important to note about that is it's not always a bullseye, but the most important factors are that it doesn't itch and it's not painful. So that's something that'll show up in the beginning. And then a lot of these diseases, including Lyme, can increase into things like encephalitis, meningitis, arthritis, just more severe symptoms.
And beyond protecting ourselves, what can homeowners do to, you know, make sure their yards are less attractive to ticks? Every now and then I'll see Mr. Deer in the backyard just kind of cooling out in my yard, laying out there. So what can we do to kind of make it less attractive for ticks?
Yeah, you can keep your grass cut short. Black-legged ticks can't handle the sun, and so they will kind of dry out and die in short grasses that can't keep them covered. So along those lines, keeping it very sunny and reducing shade, reducing anything that is going to attract things like mice and deer to your yard. And then you can even, if you back up to the woods or something like that, you can put kind of a barrier of mulch or gravel, and that makes it difficult for ticks on the other side of that mulch or gravel to get over into your yard.
Really good information. Rachel Burkholder, thank you for your time this morning. We appreciate it. And just making people aware, these things are all over the place.
Yes.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem.
Yeah, you got it. You know, I have a propensity when I'm on the golf course.
Okay.
I call it a power fade.
Okay.
Is what I call it. And okay. For right-handed golfers, that means a fade, the ball bends a little bit to the right. So it's got a nice little arc. And if you're watching Tiger Woods or Rory McIlroy, they do it really nicely.
Mm-hmm.
Mine is a little more drastic. It sometimes will take a hard, maybe 70-degree turn.
More than a fade.
I call it a power fade. That's what I call it.
Okay.
Some people call it a severe slice. Whatever you want to, however you want to describe it.
Uh-huh.
But I oftentimes will end up in the woods.
Okay.
And I'm like, I ain't going in there.
Because you don't want to.
It ain't worth it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Believe me, that extra stroke that I have to give up is not making or breaking my round. I'm not going into the woods and trying to find a ball when I got ticks everywhere. That's a no-go for me.
No. And, you know, when I hear tick bite, and, you know, the first thing comes to my mind is Lyme disease and stuff. Because I have some friends who have Lyme disease, and I know it came from ticks.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Oh, yeah.
What do they deal with?
Oh, like pain, almost like arthritic pain. Mm. Like, you know, and they'll have, like, they have good days and bad days.
Sure.
But, yeah, but they deal with that a lot, though, like pain, like their muscles kind of pulling up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, it's scary. So it's the bug sprays are very important.
You got to watch your pets, too. I mean, because, you know, the dogs can bring ticks into the house. You got to make sure that they're covered as well.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah,
it's scary stuff. Coming up on the other side, gas prices have fallen pretty significantly. It's welcomed relief for a lot of drivers in Metro Detroit. Can we expect it to stay this low? I mean, I paid, what, $4.20 yesterday or a couple days ago?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it is coming down pretty significantly. It's welcomed. But how long will this last? Could we see another spike? Or are they down here to stay? We'll talk about it with Patrick DeHaan next on WJR.